Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want to share with you a simple reflection from a commentary on today's gospel. Jesus makes it clear that we need to receive his teaching with a fresh and youthful spirit, that we have to want to be renewed. Just as the strength of the fermentation of new wine causes old receptacles to burst, so the message that Christ was about to bring to this earth was to break down all types of conventionalism, routine, and inertia. Later, the apostles were to think back to those days they spent beside Jesus and see them as the starting point of their real life. They did not receive his preaching as just one more interpretation of the law, but rather as new life, which surged up within them with a quite extraordinary impetus and which demanded new dispositions from them. Throughout these 20 centuries, whenever people have come face to face with Jesus, something has moved within them and broken down old and worn out attitudes. My brothers and sisters, this is what Christ is calling us to do today: to be open to transformation in the Spirit, to be like new wineskins that accept and move and condition themselves with the new wine poured into them, to be like little children, ready and eager to learn and put into practice all that Christ teaches. We know this isn't easy. We have a human habit of running away from anything that demands change from us. And Christ knows this, and so he's gentle with us, constantly inviting us ever forward. But still, it demands that we change. Always, always changing, always moving forward. I think it was one of the saints, Semper Adelanto, always, Junipero Serra, right? Yeah. Semper Adelanta, always forward, always higher.